Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We are back with Mojica. This is a premiere. Okay, so, word of warning, Mojica is really fucked up, okay? I don't know about Steam, but Jast has had a ton of refunds because people were filtered by the game and they just couldn't handle the content. Over an hour, just an hour of play, people were just, they couldn't handle it. And they said they've never got so many refunds. Jast has never got so many refunds for one game before. It was just too much for a lot of people. So this is a warning. This may be too much for you. I am not responsible. And by the way, there is a not safe for life banner on this video. And I will definitely make sure in the comment, or excuse me, in the video description to let you guys know this is absolutely not safe for life and it may have some traumatic effects on certain people. So without further ado, let's get started. You know, consult your doctor if it's an issue. Darkness. 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 Why? Where? What? Can't see. Can't see. Can't see. Anything. Nothing. Can't see. Can't see myself. Can't see her. Her. She's not here. She's not here. She? Who? What? Who is she? Why? Can't remember. Can't remember. Can't remember. I'll lose her. I had her. I took her hand. I saved her. Or so I thought. But she's not here. She's not here. She's not here. I'll lose her. I have to go. I have to save her. I have to reach her. I can't lose her. I promised her. I promised. Gotta stand up. And walk. I hit something. I trip. It hurts. It hurts. Badly. Cold. Stone. A wall. Is this a hole? It's dark. She's not here. So cold. I'll forget. 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 Everything. I'll lose her. No. I can't. Let that happen. I promised her. I continue on. It's dark. I can't see anything. Regardless, I press on. Even if I trip and fall, I'll keep on walking. I can't forget. I can't forget. I can't forget her. Her voice. Her scent. The sky, the stars. The wind. The light, her warmth, my promise. I can't forget any of it. I can't let go of her. She means everything to me. I can see it. I can see the light. Just a bit more, a little bit more, and I'll get out of this hole. I'll reach out and beyond that light. I'm sure of it, that she'll be waiting for me, waiting for me. waiting for me, 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 waiting for me. The light floods my vision, and everything goes white. I know how hideous I truly am. The water from my hair has dripped down onto the desk, distorting the countless scribbles littering its surface. But they won't smear, they were written in permanent marker. I feel something against the sole of my foot. Perhaps it's the lead from a mechanical pencil, or some torn up bits from a loose leaf notebook, or even some dried up grains of rice. Doesn't matter, really. I brush it off my left sole, but it ends up sticking to my right. I try to scrape it off with my left foot, but only push it around. My bare soles won't dry. The air conditioning is too strong. Only at first does it feel pleasant. All it does now is rob this place of warmth. I'm so cold. My tablet buzzes. It's not just my imagination. I wipe my hands on my pants. But even they are drenched. It takes some effort just to dry my fingers. Are you okay? Cheer up, thanks. I got a message on relay. The sender is Futaba Miyu. Her desk is adjacent to mine. Not that I can see her, she's outside my field of vision. She's concerned about me. I run my fingers along the screen and put my gratitude into words. Yeah. Try not to catch a cold. Thanks. We don't verbally exchange a single word. We don't even exchange a glance. The app alone fills the arm's length of distance between us. We interact without any physical contact whatsoever. And that's enough for me. I want nothing more. As long as I have this, I can press on. I have something I need to tell you. And yet... Meet me in the yard behind the school tomorrow. They seem intent on killing me. You were warned.
Kids!
Stand!
Ne!
Bow!
Chakusek!
Sit! I swear that there's a heart after the creep. We keep telling you to leave, but you still won't listen. Are you this stupid? Could you just die? Can you just fuck off and die already? When are you gonna die? Tomorrow? The day after? There's a small one, but I can't read it. You should realize how much of a useless piece of shit you are. You and that shit. Please die so the rest of us can live in peace, you fucking disgusting. You'd be better off dead. What a freak. Die, 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 die. Would you kindly drop dead? I can barely breathe from how much you stink, dumb fuck, poof face. Stop coming. You can stop coming to class. We won't miss you. Ever consider doing this? Wow. This is what triggered a bunch of people. I guarantee fucking it. School is over for the day. And I expected it, like I expected all the weird, like, hardcore, like, politically correct people to be like, oh no, this is way too much for me. And I was like, yep, I knew it was gonna be fucked up. I no longer sense Futaba's presence from the desk beside mine. She's left the classroom, almost like she was in a hurry. I sit still without so much as moving a muscle. I'm not even breathing. They're going to kill me. They'll do it. It's inevitable. I just know it. And yet, I put on my still wet shoes. My world doesn't extend beyond 120 centimeter radius. I'm 160 centimeters tall, so assuming a 3-4-5 ratio, that means the farthest I can see in a straight line is 2 meters. That's the world I live in. Hey.
どこ見てんだよ?
Hey, watch where you're going! Oh, sorry. Stay out of my way, freak! Everything beyond my field of vision is shrouded in darkness. It's like the unknown, an alien world to me. A pitch-black forest brimming with hostility and contempt. Unknown eyes shower me with scorn. Unknown lips curse my very existence. Unknown fists beat down upon me. Through the darkness I tread, tormented by fear, and on unsteady steps, I make sure not to get in anyone's way. As I walk through my 120 centimeter world, Futaba is the moonlight filtering in through the leaves of the forest. My sole guiding light. My beacon of hope. I walk toward that light. I reach out, longing for its heat. Another relay message. The words on the screen. The feel of the surface. Warm. Futaba is my one and only ally, till she isn't. As long as she keeps texting me, I have a reason to keep on living. That's all I need. I want for nothing more. If I touched her, my skin would burn from her overwhelming divinity. Ouch, mate. If I so much as looked at her, I'd be blinded by her beauty. She lives in a realm beyond my world, beyond my 120 centimeters. She will forever be out of my reach. I want things to stay that way. I truly do, and yet... I arrive at the yard behind the school. I can tell she's here. She casts a long shadow that reaches all the way to my feet. Tanizaki, I'm glad you came. And she'll like pull out a knife. There's no mistaking it. It's Futaba. However, her voice is audibly trembling. So I can't take this. Stop, I'm begging you. Please, no more. Tanizaki, you can't say that. He's insane. Love you. I know what this is all about. I really do. It's clear as day. This is all just a huge prank. She's being bullied by our classmates just like I am. They forced her to confess to me. We're victims of the same situation. That's why we interact like this. There are no romantic feelings between us, not even a trace. I know that. I understand it more than anyone. It makes me want to die. I've already learned the bitter, angry, ugly truth. But if I actually look that truth in the eye, it'll kill me. It'll tear me to shreds. So I've lived my life staring at the ground. I don't want them to kill me. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And yet, I still came here, against my better judgment. I knew it would be a prank. A cruel, mean prank. But if there's even a sliver of a chance, that her confession is real. I mean, I know it's not. There's no way it could possibly be. But maybe, just maybe, if this is truly as she feels, then ignoring it would be a fate worse than death. And I don't want to live with doubts like that lingering in my mind. So I fully prepare myself to die. There's only one way to know the truth for certain, and it's to soar past the unyielding darkness of this forest and look her in the face. I must break through the 120-centimeter boundary of my world and look Futaba Miyu in the eye. It's fine. I just need to look up. That's all I need to do. Please. A tiny bit of courage will do. That's all I need. I know you're afraid, but if you run away now, you'll only come to regret it. It's a fate more painful than death. So please. I want to turn over a new leaf. I can't stay like this forever. Go on, look up. I'm scared. I can't bring myself to look up. But why? Why do I hesitate? What am I so afraid of? Why did I bother coming here if I'm not going to do anything? Don't be scared. Do it! I hear the distant sound of a wind chime. I despise that sound. It reminds me of the Magui Festival. It's a gathering held at the local shrine every summer. A great number of wind chimes would be hanging from the eaves. They'd sway gently in the mountain breeze, with a soft, melodious chime. We'd even paint pictures on them. As orphans, it was our way of contributing something to the community. Where was it again? And what kind of picture did I draw? On that day, I had no problem looking up at the many wind chimes against the sky. And yet, am I really going to continue staring at the ground? On that day, I could still look up at the sky, and my world extended far beyond the radius of a mere 120 centimeters. Why? When did I start to dread looking up at the sky? Death, 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 death. Memories of the chilling touch of death flashed through my head. When did this happen? Wait, no, I can't allow myself to be distracted. I need to focus on the here and now, and the truth I so desperately crave. It's right in front of me. Boy, they're really dragging this out, aren't they? I can't run away from this. I must look the truth in the eye. I can't run away from this. I must look the truth in the eye. Do I move or something? Oh, no, I guess I don't. I can't run away from this. I have to look the truth in the eye. We get it. We get it. Come on now. Come on, you see the legs. Move up a little more, just a little more. I can't run away from this. I must look the truth in the eye. Come on, man. You were on the legs. I can't run away from this. I must look the truth in the eye. I'm about ready to get in there and lift his head up myself. Can't run away from this. I gotta look the truth in the eye. Mate, are we gonna look the truth or are we gonna just sit here and BS? Can't run away from this. I gotta look the truth in the eye. Come on. Easy does it. You've been looking at her legs, bro. She's gonna walk away. Any other woman would be freaked the fuck out by now. I can't run away from this. I must look the truth in the eye. Come on now. Come on. A little more. A little more. Oh my god. We made it to the knees. We made it to the fucking knees. Come on, buddy. I help you. I can't run away from this. I must look the truth in the eye. Come on. Come on. A little more. A little more. Oh my god. You made it to her torso almost. Oh, there we go, there we go. Come on. Finally. How can someone look so hideous? I've never seen anyone this ugly. Stop looking at me, I'm scared. He's so ugly. Is he really human? God damn these. All right, so every time they do that, I'm gonna have to grab some earplugs. Give me a second, guys. Yeah, I kind of have a ringing ear, so having the earring sound probably isn't good for that. Give me a second. Okay, so here we go. Is he really human? Makes me want to throw up. I've never seen anyone this ugly. The truth pierces through me like a dagger. My world doesn't exist beyond a radius of 120 centimeters. Someone help me. I want to go home. I'm scared. I'm so scared. Tenazaki, I want to go home. There's a secret I've never revealed to anyone. I can see what people are thinking, literally. I've come to refer to this power as word sight. However, my face is beyond hideous, to the point where people tend to question whether I'm even human. A single glance at me is enough for anyone to feel stick to their stomach. It's like reacting to a sudden flash of light, or an abrupt jolt of pain. People end up harboring a profound visceral revulsion towards me. Well, this is like modern day Japan, so if he had that issue going on and it was affecting his life, they would have to do like a plastic surgery thing, right? Like, wouldn't they do that? I mean, it seems like something that would be done in that kind of case. It's like, hey, his face is actually disgusting to people, and they're, you know, that's something that they do when people have issues like that. You know, people that are disfigured in accidents and things. Deep down in their hearts, they find me disgusting. They may utter words of kindness and compassion, or act like model students. But the moment they see my face, words of rejection rise to the surface. Ugly, disgusting, repulsive. Don't come any closer, don't look at me, loser. Drop dead. You make me want to puke. Why don't you wear a bag on your head? Their words may lie, but their hearts tell the truth. The ugly, bitter truth. And it's been shoved right into my face. I know how hideous I truly am. Miyu. He said my name. Are you trying to run? Did you trick me? Did you lie to me? Is he crying? He's getting the wrong idea. Why are there tears in his eyes? I really didn't want to do this. Will he notice? Oh god, no. Please stop this. Anyone. Anyone. But you. No, 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 no. Did he just kiss me? No, 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 not this. This is disgusting. Get away from me. No way. Get off. Did he eat this? I was killed. I've lost the final glimmer of hope I still had, as the cruel blade of truth pierced my heart. and ended my life. I've finally come to a realization. There's no meaning in a life like this. I have no place in this world, so instead, I'll change the world itself, and the world will know my revenge. So, I gotta make a disclaimer that I don't know what the fuck happens in this game, but I don't condone any of it. I don't condone people watching this video and be like, hey, that guy's got the right idea. No, this is fiction. We don't, the Joker might seem to have a good idea when you watch the movies. I'm not talking about that latest. Well, some people might say that latest one, they get what they deserve, but we're talking about the original Joker that would go and murder millions of people and Batman would have to stop him and never kill him, but always throw him in a cage. So yeah, you might agree with him on some things, but that's not something I would condone. I don't condone doing what the Joker did, you know? Or some of these other villains, you know? Jason, he goes out there and kills people. I don't condone that either. No amount of comforting words and reassuring smiles. He's defiled me, even though it's my first time. This is a nightmare. Why did it have to be Tanizaki? This is a dream. I have to wake up. Can hide the blinding wretchedness of your heart. Thoroughly unaware that he's being read like an open book, her mind rapidly fills with hurtful words. Very well. Then I'll make sure that you're not just ugly on the inside, but on the outside as well. That'll make things easier to understand. I'm doing this for you and everyone else, okay? So I can tarnish you all I want, right? Yes, 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 yes. The majority has spoken. Ah, so sweet. So soft. I love this. I force her lips open and violate the inside of her mouth. And that alone makes me happier than I've ever felt in my life. Good. Very good. I want to see her stained and tarnished. But this isn't nearly enough. I'm only just getting started. Huh? Wait, is he rubbing something? Yeah, buddy. It's gonna happen. Rubbing his penis against me. Oh, no! That's right. I've started masturbating. Rubbing my dick against her thighs. God, it feels good. So unbelievably good. My dick against Miyu's body. She'd always been the one I'd jack off to. When I heard her laugh from the seat beside mine, whenever the breeze carried her scent my way, and whenever our fingers grazed as she handed over a printout, I'd burn those memories into my mind. I couldn't look at her directly. Instead, I took some shots of her in secret with my tablet. I'd stroke her on-screen hair, kiss her on-screen lips, and fantasize about her reactions. Recalling my interactions with Miyu, I proceeded to masturbate. I kept going until my balls were empty. Defiling her, drenching her in my seed. Tarnishing that smooth porcelain skin. That pure, immaculate smile. Why does it say Mojica International version for use outside Japan? I think they gotta fix that. I think that's a bug they've gotta fix. I can't remember. She's rotten to the core. So that's what she deserves. Once you peel back her pristine mask, her true nature rears its ugly head. She's a demon wearing an angel's skin. Are you still not finished? Disgusting. Are you done? I'm glad we're finally on the same page. The semen from my grotesque cock filled to the brim with my disgusting, accursed genes and all its revolting, hideous monstrosity. It's the perfect match for you. I guide her hand to my shaft. Her smooth, silky fingers wrap around its length. Her saliva-drenched lips succumb to my advances. Incredible. I love this. It feels heavenly. This is the reward I've received for daring to face the truth. The world I've gained in exchange for having my heart pierced. It's all wrong. Twisted. It's certainly nothing to be proud of. Her tears is mine as well stand proof of that. But what of it? Who even cares? The truth is depraved. Disgusting. Despicable. Diabolical. And yet, it feels so good. You want it? I'm asking if you want my cum. You do, don't you? She says, yes, I do, but then she says, I don't want it. Then keep jacking me off. Stroke that cock like you mean it. I suck on her lips. I defile her precious cheeks. I run my tongue along her nose. I bite her ears. Ow, come on now. You could be like Mike Tyson. I lick her eyelids. I savor every last inch of her face, and it's sweat. I'm intoxicated. I keep thrusting my hips like an animal in the heat. I fuck her tiny, inexperienced hand as if my life depends on it. It's almost unbelievable how good this feels. God, I'm gonna explode all over. I can't hold back any longer. Miu, keep going. Stroke my cock. Do you want it? You want to be drenched in my load? Yes, I can't wait for you to go. Say what you want to feel. Excuse me, say you want me to feel good. Say it! I want you to feel good. So please, use my hand. I want your semen, Tenazaki. Shoot out every last drop. It's finally over. He's defiled me, so I did, with our tongues still deeply intertwined, and the soft touch of her supple thigh against my manhood. The words floating before my eyes grow all blurry. Do I feel good? Empty? Happy? Sad? Satisfied? Oh no, absolutely not. I need more, 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 more! Much, much more. This is only the beginning. Having already died once, I shall wield the blade of truth and expose the cruel, ugly truth of this world. And then the world will know my revenge. Revenge! No, that was... Can't remember what that was from. Everyone responsible will experience this pain. I'll make sure of it. I'll take the dagger they sank into my heart and stab right back at them. The flames of my hatred will burn this entire forest to the ground. So to start things off, I'll pierce this shallow, miserable whore with the truth. You look wonderful, Miu. I know how wretched you truly are. Thank you. and Jast. You can get this on Steam, and I still don't know how. Vega of Lyra. Altair of Aquila. Aquila, whatever. Deneb of Cygnus. I look up at the summer triangle. Vega is separated from Earth by 25 light years. Its light needs to make a long, long journey before reaching our eyes. This dude's really fucking smart, by the way. If those dots were real, could I still look up at the night sky like this? No way. My world doesn't extend beyond a radius of 120 centimeters. Not this again. I can never know whose face might suddenly enter my field of vision. I wouldn't be able to endure the torrent of scorn hurled my way. This quiet dorm room is the only place where I can safely look up. Beneath the watchful gaze of this handcrafted planetarium's many stars, showered by their artificial light, and I'm fine with that. The light flittering in through those holes gave me comfort. These tiny dots gave me the hope to keep on living. But, no more. At the end of the day, a fake is still a fake. And the truth has already stabbed me to death. So I decide to masturbate, while remembering the taste of Futaba Miyu's lips, and the memory of her soft, gentle hands stroking my shaft. Before long, I ejaculate. I'm nothing but a pebble. A dark, oppressive forest surrounds me. Today, its leaves and branches sway erratically in the fierce wind. I'm nothing but a pebble. I don't need to pick up on every single word they utter. Speech drowns out speech and becomes a mere cacophony of sound. Their mocking laughter is nothing more than the rustle of the wind. I'm nothing but a pebble. I stay in my lane. I hang my head and empty my thoughts. I simply am. That's how you survive in this forest. Good morning.
Ohayo.
Morning.
Nani you.
Is it true, Miyu? Futaba Miyu's different, though. She's not as passive as I am. Even as her friends make fun of her, she instead continues to cling on to the established order. She hurries over to the whiteboard and starts wiping off the words on it. I have a few guesses as to what they were, but also explain the commotion in the forest around me. Come on, you got yourself a boyfriend. Good for you. No, it's... You blushed so hard when I mentioned I had one the other day. But hey, all's well that ends well. You're a real woman now. Right. So how'd it go? Did you hold hands? I mean, I'm assuming you're past first base. Whoa, are you gonna tell me you guys actually went all the way? Hey, I've got an idea, since you've already confessed to the freak. Go on and start making out with him, right here. Come on, why not? The entire class already knows you two are an item. But I'm... How about it, guys? Don't you want to see Miyu kiss the freak show? That's enough! The entire room falls silent, Can't really blame them, though. The class pebble just stood up and shouted.
Hi. School. Monster.
You there, freak. What'd you just say to me? I told you to stop.
Huh? Oi, school. Nani-sama da yo?
Huh? The hell do you think you are, freak? I'm not a freak.
Huh?
What?
Nani? Nani sore?
Huh? And what's that supposed to mean? My name is Tanizaki Sotero. No, your fucking place, you goddamn freak. You go straight home every day to beat your meat, don't you? You reek like shit, I can smell you from a mile away. What's wrong? Cat got your tongue? Or what? You gonna tell us you don't need to jack off alone anymore? I'm gonna find the person who forced Miyu to confess to me. And I'm gonna kill them. It's time for the morning assembly. Dear students, please make your way to the gymnasium. The voice from the speaker breaks the silence. Seconds pass as the hand of the classroom clock moves forward. I'll be watching you. She whispers a vague threat into my ears and turns around to leave. Her name is Kukikirara? Kukikirara. She's the one. It just says she's who. Oh, no, no, okay. That's right. It says she's who forced Miyu to confess to me. I don't like the way that's written. I know what he tried to say, I just don't like the way it's written. Because it says she's who forced Miyu to confess to me. It'd be better if it's like she's the one who forced Miyu to confess to me. Now for some words from our honorary principal. Please, sir. Lights go out, shrouding the entire gymnasium in darkness. The digital projector... Protector? The digital projector comes with cutting-edge audio equipment. It's a devilish contraption designed to lull us into sleep. Before long, a large figure shows up on the screen above the stage. The principal's speech is being broadcast live from Tokyo.
My name is Kenobi Aigo, and I serve as the honorary principal. The rainy season is behind us, and now we bask in the zeal of summer. Kibo Academy remains the prefecture's preeminent preparatory school. I realize that trials await as you carry the torch of your forebears. Yet, in order to seize a brighter tomorrow, trials must be conquered. With that in mind, allow me to offer a few words of encouragement.
You guys got that?
It is a Latin phrase that means...
The students in the room all... Excuse me, that's not him. The students in the room all stare up at their teacher like silent statues. It's like a propaganda scene out of some cliche dystopian flick. Or so I imagine, because I'm not actually looking up myself. School was a means of brainwashing the masses. He is right about that. Gaining knowledge shouldn't require a uniform policy, yet here we are. He is right about that as well. It's a litmus test to see if you can follow orders against your will. He is right about that, too. A boot camp to prepare you for becoming a cog in the machine. He's right about that as well. To determine whether or not you'd buckle under the pressure. We're glorified guinea pigs, really. And again, none of this is wrong. But there's a caveat there, guys. In order to actually pay your bills, most people do have to pretty much do what they're told in order to continue to make money. Now, there's a lot of people that can get by with this and that, and they have hobbies on the other side, and maybe the hobby gets good enough where they can actually make their own rules. Sometimes that happens, but for most people, it doesn't. So a lot of us, we do what our jobs, you know, what our job description is. So, yes, a lot of us are just cogs in the machine, but the bills don't stop coming. I mean, they don't. That's just a part of life. It sucks, but it is the world we live in. We live in a society, right? Basically. And what about all those who fail to conform? Are they ostracized and forced to the bottom of the food chain? No, they're not. You got a lot of people on OnlyFans that made a lot of money. And they completely left regular jobs to just make... I'm not saying that that's a good career path. Because most people only make $200-something a month on there. But what I'm saying is there are people that were able to do that and move themselves up to the very top of the food chain beyond what they would even make from their jobs. And some people had very high-paying jobs and they left. It's rare. Extremely rare. But it absolutely did happen. And of course, you got rockers and stuff like that, rappers sometimes. There's a lot of people that move their way up by doing non-conventional or unconventional things. It's just rare. You have to have some kind of talent or skill or something to really move you beyond the day-to-day grind. No, not at all. Quite the opposite, in fact. The ones at the bottom rung are the conformists, those who fit in neatly. The oddballs who retain their sanity despite the nonsense forced on them. Until yesterday, I was in that group. I recall the awkward silence of the classroom, and how those slaves fell speechless when the establishment was toppled. Just thinking about it conjures the sheer pleasure I felt in that moment. A whirlwind of fear and rage welled in my heart. As my parched throat spoke words I never uttered before. I take a deep breath. I calm my racing heart and quaking lungs. Not bad for a first step on the road of my new life. Not bad at all. If I were to name the one unfortunate consequence of this whole ordeal, it'd be the fact that Futaba Miyu has stopped texting me via relay. Then again, it's what I deserve. A warm summertime breeze blows from the riverbank. The scent of nature washes over my nose. The dazzling orange of the setting sun reflects off the water. I play shadow tag. I follow her as she walks towards the sun, and I keep chasing after her. I keep going and going and going until she stops. You smell like a garbage dump, freak. I'm sensitive to people's voices. And I'm picking up something slightly different about her today. Is she afraid? Acting tough? I was nothing but a pebble by the side of the road. A piece of rock they could kick around with no repercussions. Yet one day, that pebble suddenly decided to strike back. And here's the thing. When a rock hits you, it can hurt quite a bit. I know it was you. The hell are you talking about? You forced Miyu to confess to me. Huh? Sounds like you're making shit up. No, I'm certain it was you. Then why don't you cough up some proof, huh? You've got some balls throwing around random accusations. Do you have any idea who I am? Anytime somebody tells me that, I say, no, and I don't fucking care either. Haha. I can't hold back my laughter. Her father is Tsuki Kuragane, a Yakuza boss who keeps order through violence and money. Even the police are in his pocket. In short, he's the one who actually protects this town. So you think people owe you respect because your father's a big shot? The only one who's out of their mind is you, asshole! She pulls at my hair. It's all gross and oily, though. I keep it short and seldom wash it. See, this is his fucking fault. He's like, you stink! Dude's like, I don't wash my hair, I don't take a bath. That's your fucking fault, mate. You would smell better if you fucking took a shower. Like, literally. Take a shower, buy some good body wash. And shampoo, you know? People like it when you smell nice. You know what I fucking don't like? I hate smelling bad. If I'm working and I start to smell my armpits, you know what I do? I grab some deodorant and I put it on. Because then you don't smell your armpits anymore, and if you don't smell them, nobody else smells them either. I mean, wow, isn't that amazing? You do that. It's not hard. People don't like people that smell. Try not to smell. Take a shower. That doesn't mean you have to soap up every time either, you know? Sometimes you just have to wash the sweat off. It's good to wash the shit off your body every day, because every day you accumulate all kinds of crap. Wash it off! It's a clever way of keeping people from grabbing me. It also keeps mold and fungus and stuff, right? You don't want all that shit on you. You wash yourself. I regain my posture and speak up. Are you afraid of me? You said you'd kill me, didn't you? Well, you're more than welcome to try, freak show. Challenge accepted. I'll do just that. That's why I came here in the first place. It will be done. Here's my chance. I'm really gonna do it. Goddammit. To be honest, I'm actually shaking in my boots. Bruh, she's a girl. Worst thing that happened is the Yakuza boss comes after you and he kills you. I want to run away. If I look up, her hatred will come flying in my face. Her daggers of textural truth will tear me to shreds. Will I ever grow numb to the pain? Or I will continue to be abused, will I continue to be abused with no end in sight? With the pain only growing stronger each time. Will the pain only grow stronger each time? I'll be whipped until my skin is sundered, my naked flesh spewing blood. The searing pain will destroy my mind and leave my sanity in shambles. I'll willingly surrender myself to death just to make it stop. Why does the background of this sound like a Death Heaven record? Dun, 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 dun. You know, it's got that whole... Yeah, it's got that kind of post-rock vibe. Anybody that heard the new Death Heaven can kind of relate. Except there's not the screaming. Not that they didn't scream during those parts, though. But wait, I've already been killed. I died. I have no sanity left to speak of. I shall no longer be able to feel the pain. Wow, that was kind of cool. Did you see the band was kind of... Can I go back? Because they finally started to get the song going. I heard the drums go. It's like, damn, are we going to get something? Look, I'm sorry. If they have put an artist together to fucking make pieces, and they're actually real songs, I kind of want to hear them. So instead, I'll destroy everything. Completely and utterly. The world, the country, the city, the school, the class, the bullies, myself. This is like the Korn video for Thoughtless, except worse. They must all be destroyed. They must all die. I've already made up my mind. Haven't I? No way in hell would they be able to make this in America. There's nothing to be afraid of. The people who bullied me for being ugly must have their inner wretchedness exposed. Drag the truth out into the sun. I'm blinded by the setting sun. Oh, come on now. I bet you barely felt it. Huh? What? Ugh, damn, what's going on? Are you kidding me? Why does my body hurt so much? Where? Who? Why? How? Why can't I see Kuki's face? Why? Why do my cheeks feel so hot? Hot. Oh. I see. I know why. It's a familiar scene. The heat of the summertime ground. The smell of rubber as a shoe presses down on me. My face being pinned to the ground by someone's foot. Shit, he's ugly. The other guys are doing it. You want ugly, 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 son of a bitch! Wow, you're so cool, B! Is he even human? He looks more like a fucking goblin. Yeah. In America, they bust a cap in his ass on sight. Yeah, that's how we do it here in America. Bust a cap, that motherfucker. He ugly. You're so cool, B. I love you. I love you so much. Shut the hell up. You're getting on my nerves. Where's that bitch part? It just feels like he would say that. Look, dude's got the right idea. Because, you know, she's like, oh, you're so fucking cool. Shut up. Seriously. Because he knows that's a put on. I'm sorry, B. And stop calling me B already, for fuck's sake. His yelling hurts to listen to, literally. Every time he raises his voice, my voice is pressed down into the hot dirt. My cheekbones feel like they're about to break. Just a little more. I don't know who this B guy is, but he really kicked my ass. No. The moment his face enters the edge of my vision. I'm paralyzed by fear. A sharp needle is thrust into the ground near my face. It's an awl. An awl. Is that all? No. The finger grabbing its handle. Gleam with multiple piercings. Wow, what a loser! Look, B's pissed himself! I can see that! Just shut up! Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Listen up, you hideous piece of shit! If you try anything funny with Kirara again, I'll kill you. And that's it, guys. That's where we're gonna end it. So we played about 30 minutes. And people said, oh, the first half hour is too hardcore. Or the first hour is too hardcore. So I don't know what happens in the next 30 minutes. But apparently it was enough to make people refund the game. I think it's more, oh no, this game totally glorifies inceldom and glorifies school shooting and mass shooting. Okay, so there's a lot of media that has negative connotations, but some people wear their politics way too hard on their fucking sleeve. Like, yeah, it's a story, right? But that doesn't mean that, you know, we condone it, right? Like, these are the same people that listen to, like, a death metal song that's titled something funny, crazy. Oh my god, they totally endorse that, don't they? I mean, yeah, there's people that are ridiculous out there. And I guess that's why they refunded this game. I can't handle it. It's too much. There's things like that going on in the real world. Okay, okay, yeah, but this is fiction. I mean, obviously, it's a fucked up game. It hasn't even got to the fucked up parts yet. We haven't even got to them yet. We haven't even seen, well, we've seen one H. But I'm gonna throw the Not Safe for Life on here anyway because it is fucked up. It's about as crazy as the Grindhouse guy. And he doesn't put Not Safe for Life on his, but because you guys are a bunch of weenies, I've got to put the Not Safe for Life. Oh my god, Grim, I'm traumatized! No. What happened to me? That was fucking traumatizing. Okay? That was not cool. But this here, it is what it is. Anyway, guys, if you're brave and you got the balls, the cojones, you can pick this game up at Jast USA, and you can pick it up on Steam. And I have no idea how in the fuck it's on Steam and how much longer it'll be on Steam. Because there's going to be a bunch of people that go and complain, oh, it's so bad, blah, 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 Steam, you shouldn't allow this, blah, 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 and then probably try to pull it off. But alright, I'm out. We'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with more great hentai games. If you want more of this one, let me know in the comments section. We'll go through it. But I'm thinking about reading this one on Grimm Plays at some point. Not right now, because I know, like, Nitro is, like, really big on spoiling the games. I don't want to get some bad emails. Japan seems to be really crazy when it comes to that. But alright, guys, I'm out. And I guess we're going to have the nurses and Great Deceiver for you. Because, you know, you guys want more nurses. And I know you want more Great Deceiver. So we'll give you that. I'm out.